RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, golfers. Here comes the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Right now, I'm still in the ballgame. There's so many guys with a chance to win. We got a long way to go, and, you know, we'll see how it shapes up for tomorrow. You know, if the golf course will be a little bit faster, a little bit more springy than it was today, and the scores will continue to back up a little bit.
That is Tiger Woods, his thoughts after his round yesterday. Tiger is 9 back of Gary Woodland. He's at even par through 2 rounds. He tees off at 227 today. If you want to watch, well, your wish is granted. Fox has got coverage starting at noon going up until 11 p.m. at night. So 11 hours of coverage today.
That's awesome.
On Fox all day.
They're doing a better job, too, this year.
It's getting better.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
I like Azinger.
Yep. He, Joe Buck
has been
is – I'm back and forth on him sometimes with golf, but – I know. Sometimes I'm like, all right, he's got it, and then sometimes I'm like, he's trying too hard here, which he sometimes does with all of his sports.
I think he's laid it off a little bit here this year. I think he's let Zinger talk more,
which is good.
Faxon's pretty good.
Faxon is good too.
Yeah. Yep. So Tiger is 9
weird
back.
To have, sorry.
Go ahead.
It's weird to have. I think it's great, but it's just Curtis Strange is walking the course with these guys. He should be in a booth.
I'm not a huge Curtis Strange fan, though. I don't think he's.
But this guy won the Open 2 times.
True.
I'm just thinking, wow. Of all the, I like to have Flesh out there. Mm-hmm. You know, quasi current player still. You know, out there on the golf course using him. I guess when Curtis Strange would do the Open Championship,
he'd be
in the booth, right? Yeah
that's right.
Different.
They're moving him out.
Yeah. I do like, though, Fox does have the constant leaderboard graphic being up there. I always like to see that. Like, that's just – we're so trained watching other sports now to have the time, the score, the period, the quarter, whatever.
I like the shot tracker on each shot, too. Sometimes it's a little misleading because of the angle.
Yeah,
shot tracer. It looks like it might be going slightly left or right, and then it ends up in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, there are a couple tee shots on the fifth hole, the par three, watching Thursday. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they hit a big draw, and all of a sudden it traces back, or it's like,
Yeah, I might have missed that one.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah. I know how that's operated. It's operated by a camera. Each hole has a different operator and different cameras. They have to they got to track them. It's not easy.
It's radar-based, too.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
It's impressive work to see in person, no doubt. 8:05 here on Tee to Green, hour number two, our U.S. Open Father's Day edition. And joining us here on the patio, the PGA Pro and Membership Director, Don Schneider. Don, good morning.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
We're great.
I gotta tell you, you stepped up your pants game, my friend.
That's called Electric Blue.
Yes.
And I'm actually wearing them for the men's member today. Generally, I save that for the ladies member. But we're gonna have equal treatment.
Yeah. You look like a tour player, and you're chewing gum. I got a question.
Yeah,
that
I saw
right now.
Phil Mickelson chewing gum. What's that all about these days?
We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not bubblicious.
By the way, did you notice he didn't take his hat off to shake hands?
Who, Phil?
Yes.
I did not.
He like half lifted
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm thinking the hair was going all over the place. That's what I thinking.
Bad hair day? Yeah.
He knew he was on camera all the time. Absolutely.
He's aware.
Don, thanks for having us here today. You mentioned the member. What else is new here in 2019?
Actually, some new things that just happened, and you as a member here are aware of it, but the company that I work for, CVIG, just stepped up and kind of listened to membership and asked them what kind of things they wanted to see, improvements. And
it's Cozio buys drinks on Thursday. Is that what they asked to do?
Yeah, we asked. I have his member number, so I just charged it to him.
Perfect. It's I noticed the bill at the end of the month. I was like, geez, who am I buying for this time?
A little hefty, right?
But okay, he could carry it.
Yeah, but memberships, they really wanted to see the fountains back here. So number 10 and number 18, those were brand new ones put in, and they look great. They light up at night.
Cool.
Not that you play at night, but we do have actually, we're going to do a global new member mixer coming up here. So we're going to do that, and then the fountains will be in play.
You should do, you know what, because you love it, suggestions on the radio.
Yes, they're the best.
That's exactly
what but what we do for the duster, bring those porta lights in, you could do your par threes, because they're all right in a row right here.
But that defeats glow ball. You want to see that glow ball tracing through
the air. You're right. The four par threes are all here. If you brought in some lights, you could play the four par threes as a little four-hole tournament.
Yeah, you might ding. Somebody might ding one off the lights, though.
I always get nervous when I ran those events. They just scared the crud out of me. People out there at night with carts, driving around.
It's fun.
Imbibing.
No one ever comes up to a golf pro and suggests anything, do they ever?
No. That never happens. No, especially after they didn't win a tournament or something like that. Scramble. Yeah.
No, it does look cool. You see our vantage point here on the patio. We can see the one on 18.
I think it would look cool with those lit up and the glow ball standing out, and we'll probably skip the carts because our par threes are so close to the clubhouse. We won't have to worry about those going into the ponds.
That's a good call there.
They don't float, I don't think.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you. Yeah, they don't.
No, they don't. I've seen a few in there, not recently, luckily. Then they got us a new cart fleet. I know Jeff, you got some new carts over at Glen Oak as well, and so membership appreciates that kind of stuff.
It's nice to charge the phone in the carts now. I feel like that's just kind of what modern amenity is now, right?
Or you've got the run USB. The speaker. Run the speaker off of there.
That's right.
Yeah, run the speaker. A lot of people have Bluetooth speakers. And then our app that we have for the golf club, which I'm not sure a lot of members really utilize it the most they can, but it's free GPS. So they can, if their battery's running low on the phone, just plug it in. So that helps.
That's great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking all year about the CBIG clubs with Fox Valley and Briarwood. We're obviously here today at Tanterra, and different membership incentives throughout the year. Maybe just talk about what's up to date at the moment. If people are still thinking about being a member, I know the weather this year hasn't been kind, and maybe now people watching golf this weekend, Father's Day weekend, thinking, you know what, I'm getting the itch to get back. I want to join some more, or at least think about it. What can they do to come here and talk with you?
Yeah, you're right on. I mean, we started off with a pretty good start to the season. And, as we all know, it's been kind of difficult with the weather. But here it is today. It's beautiful. It's 70 degrees and sunny. And obviously, we've got some space. We've got some spots available for membership. And our incentive right now is a reduced initiation fee. And then along with your promotion that we're running on Tee to Green, it would be a next to nothing to get in to start the season. And then along with that is that, you have the ability to play all three clubs. So if you're a member of Tanterra, You can also play Fox Valley and Briarwood.
And the one thing I know you like to always talk about is that there's no hidden fees here at Tantera.
No. We just went back to what's called inclusive memberships, and that's a pretty big deal because typically you pay for cards separately, and there could be a number of things that are separate charges. And now, you know, with your dues, you've got carts included. We've got a nice driving range, a grass tee driving range. You can whack all the balls you want. That's included in club storage. So there's really nothing hidden. We're very transparent with what we do here.
That's right. Yeah, I was telling Jeff this morning when we were arriving, I said I was on the range here on Wednesday working on my driver. And one thing that Jeff has seen me do in the past is when I take the driver back, I tend to bring it up too quick. And I was really exaggerating bringing
width.
It back.
Trying to get some width.
Width, there you go.
Yes.
And my ball flight was much better. It was higher. I feel like I was getting a lot more carry. But having a range to go hit on is something that's really nice. But
not have to go to the bucket machine, right? And,
right.
And thinking, do I want to spend another $12?
Hey, don't disparage the bucket machine.
I'm talking about a private club.
I'm kidding.
Disadvantages of private club.
Yes, yes. No, but I'll just tell you about what my
day advantages
was.
Of having the range, isn't it, Don?
Yeah.
Come on,
I mean,
sorry, John, but I'll tell you, like, this is what I feel like is happening now that can happen. I mean, yes, you can be a guy that comes and you can play 36 holes on day, but also, like, I had a free 2-hour window and I came and I played 9 holes and I didn't like the way my driver was going, so I went to the range and I was messing with some things and I liked it and I said, hey, that worked out kind of well. And then I played 8 and 9 in and I hit one good drive on the 8th hole coming in. I was like, hey, that worked out nice, carried over to the course, but that was my little window. And I, you know, that opportunity, when I always talk about an advantage of being somewhere as a member, like, to me, like, that little window right there, I feel like that is something that you can't get just showing up at a public course sometimes, which is nice.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think everybody I talk to that comes in looking at membership, that's one of my things we talk about, is that, you know, it's the best practice in the world because, you know, yeah, we can stand on the tee box and hit drivers, but how do you work on your wedge game and chipping and putting and maybe even some sand shots while you're out there, you know, and that's difficult to do. So what you do is what a lot of guys like, you know, hit some balls. We do have a bunker out there as well. And then, you know, go play some open holes like you do. And that's great practice. You know, you hit a half wedge, you don't like it, drop another ball. Do it again. You know, hit some chips on a real green, not just a practice green, and work on it. And your game's going to get better if you can do that.
Yeah. Last thing here before we talk a little U.S. Open and get to our tip of the week with you, Don. For those that maybe haven't been in here, I know, Kev, you always rave about it here, the food in the restaurant and the pub inside the bar, it's a great spot to be.
It might be one of the best, if not the best, bars at a golf club in Western New York. You know, everybody's around. It's like Cheers in there. It really is cool. I mean, literally, it is like Cheers, the big square.
And the big TVs in there, Don, this year that you guys put in. TVs outside here on the patio are nice, too.
Yeah, we've added some. We added an 80-inch inside. We'll have those fired up, obviously, for U.S. Open today. We added 255s on the patio. One of our members suggested it. We listened, said, yeah, it's a great idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Don Schneider with us here, the PGA Pro and Membership Director at Tantera, where we are live here today on Tee to Green.
Great pro shop, by the way, too. A lot of new stuff in there. I don't have any Tantera stuff, so I, you know.
Here we go. Here we go.
Is your wife listening? Your
holy
third
stuff.
Closet?
I think he's wondering if Don's listening.
Yeah. I'm listening.
You were looking at that.
That's a better idea, but I, you that's know.
Hey, we'll give you a member price. Yeah.
Hey, awesome.
Oh, there you go.
That.
Awesome. No doubt.
Well done.
All right. You heard the liner there coming back from break, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We heard from Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges earlier about putter fitting. Let's talk about putting. This week, of course, at the U.S. Open, putting on fast greens. Let's talk about keys to putting. Don, let's start with you here. If you were caddying for one of the pros this week at Pebble Beach, or maybe an amateur that's going to play fast greens, what were some of the keys you would tell them?
Well, you know, it's funny. I just had a lesson yesterday with one of our members, and it was on putting. And I'm a fan just like everybody else. I was listening to Justin Rose talk about his round the other night. And said, you know, he had 22 putts total. And I was listening to you guys on the way in. Yeah. And so a lot of it was getting it up and down. I realized that. But I think I heard him say that he didn't miss anything inside of 10 feet all day. And so he credited that to the claw grip. And my tip would be, you know, it shocks me when I give lessons how many people use a traditional golf grip. They use the swing a driver, interlock, overlap grip when they're putting. And so, you know, I give my lessons options. You know, left hand low is good. But I tried claw myself, and I think I'm switching to it. And I think the claw is great because it just takes that right hand out of the stroke. You know, my tip there is to think about the back of the left hand going to the hole. And obviously, if you're putting that right hand on there in that manner, you're not holding it very well. You're just help guide the putter with it. Seems to work. I the lesson I had yesterday, he said, I love this, you know, and immediately got better.
I tried it a lot last winter, over the winter in the putting green at home, just to work on it, and I like it for short putts.
Mm-hmm. Mickelson switches back and forth sometimes during his round with different
lag
grips.
Putts, I like traditional grip.
I have about 36 women in beginner's clinics. I teach every one of them putting. I try to start them off left-hand low because I think it's a better way to putt. If you're going to learn from the beginning.
If you haven't started,
I think starting left-hand low is a good way to do it. You know, and when I'm teaching putting or thinking of putting, you got to get two things right. You got to get the speed right and the line right. And speed's always going to be more important because, you know, you want to match your speed to the line. And then I try to get people just some fundamentals and some drills to help them to hit it straight. So straight, you know, you work with chalk lines. You hit a lot of three-footers. I like a lot of one-handed, right-handed putting for people so they learn how to use their right hand properly in the golf stroke. And and then distance control is you know, you go to a golf course in the morning, you want to hit some uphill putts, some downhill putts, or if you're practicing – one of my favorite drills, I think I've given it
fringe.
Putt to the collar. Try to putt and get it as close to the collar as you can without letting it touch that collar because you become so engrossed in speed then as opposed to everything else. And I like to take all the mechanics out of it too. Once you've kind of drilled your putting stroke into submission, you know, through hitting three-footers, working with an arc board or something like that, try to take the mechanics out of it. Last thing I see is I see a lot of movement with people when they putt. You watch a good players, watch the tour players' bodies when they putt. That visor doesn't move till that ball's gone. Or if they're showing them from behind, the back of their spine between their shoulder blades, it's solid until the ball moves. And their lower body's very quiet. I see so many amateurs putting and their knees are moving or their hips are moving with the putt. Mm-hmm. Their upper body's swaying. Or they finish a putt with their chest facing the hole. You got to get lucky to make them at that point because there's so many moving parts. So you try to create a simple machine. Make it a, and then just focus on speed.
Are you guys talking to all three, frankly, on – so we see this at Pebble Beach if you're above the hole, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the downhill putts, the benders. And we have this at Fox Valley a lot. Are you proponents of putting off the toe of the putter on downhill fast putts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do, yes.
I'm not.
You're not. Okay.
No, I like to hit them all in the center of the blade.
Okay. I'm a big fan of toe tapping, I call it.
I like to choke. My commendation for that then would be to choke up a little bit. It shortens the putter. It may deaden it a little bit. But, yeah, I'd like to hit every putt in the same spot on the putter blade.
I think that depends on the where you're playing and the speed of the greens. You know, I think if they're fast greens, I know you play out of Fox and you have some downhill putts. So that's probably why you like that.
Yeah.
Out here at Tantera, our greens are actually, they just rolled them I think yesterday, and so the green speed's picked up, but I wouldn't call them fast. Okay. I would call them medium speed. We're 9.5 on the stint meter, so here I don't think it's necessary. But if I played where you play, I might do that.
The reason I'm surprised at your answer, Jeff, only because your tip last week about maybe it was 2 weeks ago about chipping off the toe of the blade
because it deadens it, comes off.
It deadens it,
and right. I employ that. It's great.
And I see where you might, I see the confusion there. But for me,
it's interesting.
I want to hit, and I want to hit every putt in the center of the blade. Sometimes I felt like I had tried that when I played in tournaments. You hit it off the toe, and sometimes I felt like it just didn't start online. And I didn't enjoy that. Yeah, if you're trying to hit a downhiller, to me, that the most important thing with that downhiller, those super fast downhillers, is getting it started online. And I felt like if I hit it off the toe a little bit, that it didn't always start.
Well, I will say when I do it, I do play the line. So let's say if it's a left or right downhiller, I'll play it a little further left than I normally would. You know, if I were stroking on a normal stroke, I play more break on the toe tap because I'm going to hit it lighter and I think it's going to snap more.
Well, and
I account for it.
Well, putting those downhillers, too, people, when they're the fast downhillers with break, most people don't play enough break. It's like you want to hit it to a point where it's just going to roll straight downhill, and you're just trying to get it to that point, you know, and then let it go downhill.
It's more of a defensive stroke, frankly.
If it makes you feel like you're going to hit a better putt, it's great. Yeah, because right. a lot of that's confidence. Yeah.
No doubt.
Good. By the way, it's something you need to practice, people. Don't just go out there and do it. It's not
Well, one of those best drills you see Mickelson do is those the three-foot drill around the hole to warm up. So you hit a three-footer left to right, right to left, uphill, downhill. Great way to get ready for a round of golf.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff there. Good tips from our Western New York PGA pros. Again, if you want to get yourself started with golf or check out all the information on how you can get ready, get your kid ready, WNYPGA.com. Don Schneider with us here, the PGA Pro from Tantera, where we are broadcasting live. Brian Colesfield, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro. Jeff, meet us here 2 hours on U.S. Open week. Don, a couple thoughts on the U.S. Open before we let you go here. Gary Woodland and Justin Rose are in the final group today. Oosthuizen, 3 back. Rory, 4 back. Koepka, 5 back. Mickelson and Tiger still in it. Phil is 1 under par. Tiger, even. What names jump out to you in terms of what you'll be watching this weekend?
Well, I think the obvious. I think Rory, you got to keep an eye on. You know, he's just won. Koepka, you know, he could pull off a feat that hasn't been done in a long time. So, or maybe whatever.
1905.
None of us were alive, and neither were our
Willie
parents.
Anderson, 1905.
Willie. I'm not sure. Yeah. I know
Slick
about Willie.
But
Slick Willie. That's a bar on Niagara Falls Boulevard.
But do you remember the...
Wasn't he offensive tackle from the Bengals or the pitcher from
the... Do you remember the former Rams receiver, Willie Flipper Anderson?
Yes, that's correct. Flipper.
That's right, from the late 80s.
I didn't know his name was Willie. I just remember Flipper.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was Willie Anderson.
I think you got to look at Rory. You got to look at Koepka. And then, I mean, why wouldn't Rose still, you know, challenge? I mean, I know he got it up and down a bunch, and but maybe he can do that again. Who knows?
Do you sell a lot of Hanma? Neither of you guys?
No.
I haven't seen it anywhere.
That's the club's Rose Place, right?
New club's Rose Place.
That's a
European.
It's Japanese.
I think it's Japanese.
You know, that market's huge, so. Yeah. It's almost as big as the American market, if not bigger.
It's two Japanese brands, Hanma and Miura. I think it's pronounced Miura.
PXGs, are they American brands?
Yes. That's out of Phoenix.
Cleveland division, I believe. But, yeah, the Hanma's a high-end line. I've never seen it here.
I have not either.
Right. It is Cleveland Strixon, yes.
Excellent. Yeah, I think, I mean, Rory last week played so well at the Canadian Open, ran away with it on Sunday.
That was awesome.
Yeah, he's locked in. It's still, I was listening to some of the radio coverage, and they had said that still they were debating about driving the golf ball. And I would agree. If you said, like, who is the best on tour when they're at their A game driving the golf
ball,
it's got to be Rory,
There's no doubt about it. Yeah. I see it in person. It's incredible. When he's got that little hop going, you know it. It's if he was awesome in Canada, I can't believe he didn't shoot 59. I just can't believe he had. I mean, the putt he made on 14 from the fringe, 32 feet, to get to 9 under through 14 holes, right? So you need two more there. And on 15, he's got 115 in sand wedge, and we're talking it was a foot offline left, and it hopped into the junk. And he got up and down. And so then he figured he had to fire at pins. And he makes bogey at 16. Then he makes he puts an 8-iron from 197 to 2.5 feet. What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That was just incredible.
That's why I couldn't caddy for him. I couldn't.
Yeah.
How do you club that? I got 197. 8-iron's first thing that pops into my mind. Right. Yeah.
It was just remarkable.
Last thing before we go to break, you mentioned we were talking about caddy relationships later here. Let's get a thought on Jordan Spieth and Michael Greller. In round one, Spieth, very vocal, picked up on microphone where Spieth hit a shot and flushed it and hit it just a little bit too far, rolled through the fairway and into the penalty area, as I should say properly, right? And then on his next shot, after taking the drop, flew the green, twice hit really good shots, essentially turned to his caddy, Kevin, and, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically called out his caddy and said, hey, I hit two great shots. What happened here?
Yeah, two perfect shots. You had me in the water on one and over the green on the other. And, you know, Jordan's
You had me. Yeah, that was weird
Jordan's
to hear that.
Jordan's very hard on himself. I don't think that's the first time he's probably, you know, had something with Michael. I remember a year ago, he had to come out and say, no, we're fine.
That just might be how they
interact
that kind of
there.
Rapport, yeah.
You know, the tee shot, I think that's on Jordan. That ran hot. I think he just flighted it too low. It was surprising that it ran through the fair. I think he was shocked it went in. The next one, I mean, what is he? Was he 2 yards off? Hmm. I mean, if he clubs him down, he's in the bunker. Or short of the green.
There's a lot of variables there.
Yeah.
He could have had an adrenaline rush.
There's adrenaline going?
Accidental pure. He could have caught a smidge of, who knows?
And, Augusta.
Yeah, it's an imperfect game. And, and if that's the way they speak, that's fine. But, you know, it's still always up to the player. You're the guy with the club in your hand, so I don't.
Did Michael Greller make him rinse to it, the Masters?
No.
No, he did not.
Yeah, weird.
And Jordan will tell you that. I mean, so, you know, I don't know.
Yep. Don, thanks for having us here again. Thanks for the support of the show. How about contact information? Oh, yeah, let's do it. Want to do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
We'll do that. We'll do that during the break. But yeah, why don't you announce what you want to do?
Yeah, you can.
A little Father's Day treat.
Yeah, a little Father's Day. A little something for the effort, right? But we'll give away a foursome.
Awesome.
For golf at Tantara. And then these fine gentlemen here will take care of promoting that. And then I'm sure Brian will give you the contact information to get a hold of me to get that certificate.
They want to contact you about membership opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, website's the best, Tantara Golf Club. And then my email is dschneider at tantaragc.com. Sorry, I'm kind of mumbling there, but
that's all right.
It's D and it's schneider at tantaragc.com. Or give me a buzz, 694-0366, extension 105.
Awesome.
So, yeah, during the break, we'll do this live on Facebook, or we'll do it on Periscope on Twitter, and we'll poll. I got all the names. I got all over 500 of you in the box here. Of TD Green Club members. If you're not a member of TD Green Club, you're not in this, but make sure you get in because we still have more great things to give away throughout the golf season. It's free, tdgreen.golf, TEE2green.golf. The first one we're going to draw is for the Michelob Ultra Club Glove Travel Bag. God, I hope you're local. I'll drop it off to you. It's going to cost a fortune to ship it, but who cares? No, but it's an awesome prize. Courtesy of our friends at Michelob Ultra Tried Distributing. And then the next name we'll draw, we'll get the foursome here at Tantara.
Sweet.
Awesome.
It's a good day.
Thanks, Don, for doing
that. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Don Schneider, the PGA Pro and Membership Director.
We'll talk about that logo wear. All right.
That's right. Kevin, during the commercial, is heading right into the pro shop.
You know where to find me.
That's right.
Media guys get a bad rap for what? Never mind.
Listen,
you're a media guy.
I know. I've never seen so many people swarm a free lunch until I went to the PGA Seniors. Holy kielbasa.
That's true.
All right, good time for a break. Here at Tantara, we've got the foursome giveaway, the Mick Ultra Travel Bag giveaway, all that coming up here. More on the U.S. Open live at Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Thanks again to Don Schneider for joining us. Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up right after this from Tantara on Tee to Green.
I mean, I'm happy. Obviously, I felt like there was an opportunity to go a couple better. You know, I turned in 2 under. I was very happy with that. And then the poor wedge shot into 3 and hitting in the hazard off the 4th tee kind of slowed my momentum a little bit. And so I felt like I really left maybe 2 or 3 out there coming in. But, you know, settled. You know, parring 8 and 9 was, you know, makes me feel like I've, you know, at least got something out of the day.
That is Justin Rose on his round number 2, 1 under par. Round of 70, he's at -7, 2 off the lead of Gary Woodland, who finished very, very well yesterday. Gary Woodland made a long par putt on his second last hole, and then a long, even longer birdie putt to push his lead to 2. Rose and Woodland will be in the final group today, 5:45 for all of you here on the East Coast. Primetime golf, Saturday and Sunday, looking forward to watching that. Also, if you want to watch Tiger today, he goes off at 2:27. Fox has television all day, starting at noon, and basically from noon to like 11 at night. So,
by the way, I think Gary Woodland's caddy is from Horseheads, I think. He's from Western New York.
Cool.
It's more southern tier, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, he's near there. He's a big Blue Jays fan.
Oh.
So,
awesome.
There you go.
Good to him. I want to thank PGA Pro Don Schneider for joining us last segment. Don.
Good for him.
Good for him. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Good for him?
Kind of, it's all right.
Good for him. That's right.
Just trying to give you a little tour insight there.
Thank you.
Okay, Kevin. No one cares.
I didn't mean it that way.
That's okay.
I meant it's good that he's local connection. That's
it's only
what I
3 hours. Don't worry.
I should have said good for the local connection.
No one cares. No one does care.
That's right. Anyway, Don donated a foursome
We also, of course, have the Mick Ultra bag giveaway. So
it's on. Yeah, if you question the drawing, it happened live on Twitter.
That's right. We both just retweeted it.
Yeah, Rafael Davanzato has won the Michelob Ultra travel bag, club glove thing. So congratulations, right, Rafael.
So look for an email, Rafael, from Kevin or myself, and then we'll get you the information on how to we'll get you that.
And Scott Hall won the foursome here at Tantera. So congratulations to both. Hey, one other thing. I want to mention this real quick. Nothing I mentioned.
If you're just joining us, by the way, and you want to be one of the names we call for our next giveaways, sign up, t2green.golf. Click on the member section. It's free. All you have to do is sign up. You get an email. You get a beautiful weekly newsletter from us.
That's what I wanted to mention. Yeah. So we email you a newsletter each week. If it doesn't come to your regular inbox, check your junk mail. I don't know why it goes there, but it probably because it comes from a website. But check your folder there. You might, someone say, man, I just checked it the other day. I got all like 12 newsletters in there. I go, yeah, we send one out each week. And I have a column in there. Brian gives his thoughts and fantasy picks. Jeff usually has a tip of the week in there. And there's some, I put some other fun stuff in the newsletter. So, and we're going to send that out year round, guys.
Yep.
The TD Green Club is going to be a year round deal. So sign up.
Sign up. T2green.golf. And yeah, you can be in and chance to win prizes. So congratulations, Rafael and Scott. We'll be sending you emails on that coming up here as we are back here at Tantera. The sun is out. Carts are starting to line up here, Jeff.
Yep. Yeah, you start to see the players get ready. You see, I notice it from the management standpoint always. That's always watching the staff.
You're looking at the logistics.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Yeah. So this course, for those of you that haven't played it before, it's got a unique feature with the par threes. Each nine starts and finishes with a par three. So hole one, hole nine, 10, and 18 are the par threes. We see all of them right here from our vantage point here on the patio. All of a little different variety. But the first hole is a tough par three in terms of its starting point. The white tees usually are in the 190-ish range. The blue tees are over 200.
Well, that's an 8-iron for Rory.
That's right.
Yes.
And for Kevin and I, it's like a knockdown seven.
Yeah.
That's right. No, but
really hooded.
That's your for some here. I mean, if you don't warm up, like that's your opening shot.
Yeah,
it's not an easy first shot.
I would say that's a much more difficult shot than just ripping a driver out there. Plus, hitting an iron and the when there's water. So for players, a lot of players I notice I have first tee jitters. I know I've had them 100 times too in tournaments, and you kind of want to have them. And people, when somebody's watching them, I always tell my beginners, no one really cares what you do as long as you play fast and you follow the rules. People don't care, and they don't even know what you shoot. But everybody's self-conscious on the first tee and wants to hit a good shot. And I think hitting a long iron over water to a difficult pin for your first shot of the day is kind of a tough shot, tough way to start the day. But there's another way to look at it. Then that shot's over with, and you can go on and get your round started. Or if you stripe that shot, hey, that gives you a lot of confidence for the rest of the day. You can use that to your advantage. When you're on the range, though, if you know you're starting on a hole like that, always finish up your warm-up session by hitting the shot. I always try to finish up my warm-up session for the day. If it's going to be a 6 or a 5 iron, I'm going to hit 4 or 5 5 irons. And imagine I'm playing that hole and hitting that shot. I think that helps when you get to the tee. Go through routine and just let it rip then. Just focus on your own game. Don't worry what else everybody else is thinking.
Let's talk about Patrick Reed's final hole yesterday. He actually almost had a disastrous way of missing the cut. He ends up making it on the number at plus two. He's behind the green, the par five, if you're picturing it, the 18th at Pebble Beach. He's behind the green hitting his third shot. Hitting his fourth shot, rather. And he ends up hitting a little bit too hard on his chip. It goes over the green and into rough on the other side of the green. And then Jeff, he tries to get too cute with it and essentially hits it about a yard. And then does Bo Jackson and breaks the wedge right over his knee. And I don't know if it was Azinger or whoever, maybe it was the on-course reporter with the group, had said, yes, you are going to look back on that and regret doing that. But he goes, you also just took your most lofted club now out of play for your next shot that's still in the rough.
Yeah, it's and anger never, ever helps you play better. You know, you can get upset with yourself and try to focus, you know, try to tighten yourself up or change your momentum or something. But smashing a club, you know, he should be fined by the USGA, and there should be some repercussions. And kids watch that, and they think, oh, it's funny, it's cool. Then, you know, how many kids are going to mimic that this week?
Yeah, and then they go into the pro shop to get a new Vokey wedge and see that it's 180 bucks right. or whatever it is.
Well, and how many people get hurt each year breaking clubs in anger? It's, yeah. Do you hear about it every year?
Sure. Somebody, there's a shard of fiberglass in them, right?
We had a kid break one over a ball washer once, and it impregnated into his arm, and he cut all his tendons. Geez. And basically his golf career was over for a while. Let's put it that way. So it never helps anybody to get mad and just comport yourself like a gentleman.
You didn't see David Toms do that.
No.
You know?
You don't see many guys do that, do you?
No, you don't. No. I see guys want to. Like, yeah. If you haven't gotten angry on the golf course, you're not a golfer, right?
I'd like to tell a quick Father's Day story. So when I was a young man, my dad, we went up to Niagara Parks for Father's Day round of golf, and that was a big deal for me to go play a nice place like that with my dad. And on about the third or fourth hole, I got mad and maybe dropped an F-bomb or slammed a club or something. I was a young kid. My dad immediately pointed to me, said, "You're done. You go to the car and you wait there until I'm done." And that really changed the way I behaved on a golf course after that. That's a five-hour round up there, and then I'm sure he had a sandwich afterwards. So I was sitting there waiting. When you're a young man, that's a long time in a car not to have anything to do. So
you didn't have a cell phone to play on in the car either, did you?
No. I got to look at the gorge for a while. Yeah, that's for
right.
sure.
Well, I mean, we've all been frustrated on a golf course. I mean, if you're passionate about the game, which I'm guessing if you're listening to our show you are, it can be frustrating, and how you handle that is a big piece, I feel like, of how you're going to play going forward. Even to the point, though, you're right, though. I mean, that's a bad look for Patrick Reed. Fox just happened to be with him on the 18th hole, one of the last groups coming in. They caught it live, and, you know, it's viral now all over Twitter, and everybody had it talking about it yesterday. Reed is a guy that at times people have questioned whether or not he's even well-liked, all that sort of stuff. It's not a good look for him to do that, and I totally agree with you, too. Like, kids are going to see that and maybe model and think, hey, that's acceptable behavior, because a Masters champion did that.
All right, my dad would take my clubs away from me still to this day.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, to be fair to Patrick Reed here, Tiger Woods, how many times through the years have we seen him drop F-bombs, see him get
hit his
really
club afterwards?
His club?
Absolutely.
You know,
but that doesn't make it okay for him to do it.
I know. I'm just trying to say, be fair. Everybody loves Tiger, but Patrick Reed does it and gets caught in that moment. He's going to get lambasted for it.
True.
Probably deservedly so, but, you know, Tiger never got ripped for it. I can recall, right? Oh, the emotion. Oh, it's great.
No, Tiger also, I think...
I'm not trying to defend what Reed
should
did.
Be aware that the world is watching every swing he makes. And youngsters are going to do whatever Tiger Woods does, no matter what. So he should... He probably more than any, unfairly or not fairly, he has to understand bearing the responsibility of being Tiger Woods means you've got to understand people are going to model exactly what you do. Look, they're going to buy your hats, they're going to buy your shirts, they're going to pull their sleeve up on their shoulder before they putt because you do it. They're going to fist pump because you do it, and if you throw your club or you drop a F-bomb or whatever you're going to do afterwards, like, they're going to do that because you're Tiger Woods. And you could say, well, it's fair or unfair. I didn't ask to be. Listen, that's when you sign up to be a pro golfer and you want to play on tour. Sometimes that's the responsibilities that you go with. And I just think for Reed, I mean, he's definitely, I'm sure seconds after he did it, he's regretting doing it.
Yeah, but that's golf, too. Those expectations of comporting yourself like a gentleman or a young lady or a lady come with playing the game of golf. So, I have little sympathy for him in that behavior. And he should be fined. He should be penalized. He should get pulled in whatever they do on the PGA Tour for those kind of things. They'll do something, I'm sure.
It's referred to as a note in your locker.
Yeah.
That's right. Time for our PGA Champions Report, brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. The MasterCard Japan Championship was held last week. Scott McCarron won by 3 shots. It was cool watching live golf at like midnight from Japan for that. But all the big names play. There is not an official PGA Champions Tour event this week, opposite of the U.S. Open. The U.S. Senior Open is in a cool spot this year. It's coming up at the end of the month on June 27th through the 30th. It's actually at the University of Notre Dame's golf course.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool spot, isn't it?
Well, I haven't been there.
No, but cool. I mean,
it does sound cool.
I haven't been to that course either. But David Toms, you mentioned him.
Yes.
He'll be defending his U.S. Senior Open Championship.
That's right. We had Robbie Horak on a couple weeks ago when we were at Oak Hill for the PGA Seniors. He's a Notre Dame alum, played for the Notre Dame golf team. He's probably familiar with that facility.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for, you know, by the way, what a great job Oak Hill did with that event, right? It was awesome.
It was cool.
It really was.
It was a good week. A lot of good stuff. And a lot of good stuff came from that week.
A lot of great players on the Champions Tour now.
How about the I saw the tweet that the PGA of America sent out of Mr. Koziel and his son here at the
No idea. Yeah, this week the PGA of America put out a tweet.
You're famous?
To like 350,000 whatever followers they have. It was a picture talking about Father's Day weekend, and I had no idea the picture was taken, but it was my son Jack and I.
But you
sitting,
hired a photographer to come take it. How did you have
I know. We were sitting on the famous 13th at Oak Hill, and Jack was tired from his long day. He was kind of leaning up against me, but we were both sitting on the hill.
Was that the PGA Junior League area?
And that was the PGA Junior League area, yeah. Oh,
that was pretty cool.
They kind of roped off an area for the Junior League players and their families to sit so that they could be a little closer and to kind of be really close to
the
action.
It was cute. He had his head on your shoulder. Yeah, it was a nice
photo. He was tired from the day and everything like that. But, yeah, all of a sudden
– He didn't want to go home, though, did he?
No. We stayed there, and he's like, let's watch one more group. I happen to follow the PGA of America on Twitter, and I'm just randomly going through. I'm like
– That guy looks familiar.
That looks like me. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, hey, that is me. That's my son. And then I thought it was just –
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a picture from a friend or somebody like that. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Yep.
I'll retweet it right now.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was pretty cool to see that. But we really had fun. The West New York PGA and the PGA did such a good job with that event. I was on our radio.com friends in Rochester, on ESPN Rochester this week. We're talking about the U.S. Open, but they asked me, they said, well, what do you think about how Rochester did hosting the event? And I said, you know, flying colors like always.
They always
record attendance on that Friday. Record attendance for the weekend.
And we had the guy who runs the whole show on the show. They're hoping he's back for 2023 because they did such a good job managing that.
That's right. The PGA Championship will be there in May of 2023. Looking forward to that. Okay, one more segment to go here from Tantera as we roll on with our U.S. Open talk. I got a couple of stats to give you. We'll see if those hold up for the weekend, and we'll make our picks of who's going to be raising the trophy come late Sunday night from Pebble Beach. With PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Koziel. More coming up at Tee to Green, live from Tantera, here in North Tonawanda, right after this.
I need to keep doing what I'm trying. Fairways, greens, and the course is only going to get tougher as well. It definitely changed a little bit today. Greens were a little firmer. You know, obviously the wind was up a touch. So I expect it just to get even more difficult over the weekend.
That is Rory McIlroy talking about the greens getting a little tougher as the day went on. We've been talking a lot of putting here today on our show on Tee to Green. We welcome you back for our final segment. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Tantera Golf Club's where we are here today in North Tonawanda. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Koziel. Thanks for being with us. Hope you've enjoyed the 2 hours here today. Next week, we'll be at East Aurora Country Club, the International Junior Masters, the great annual event that's going on there in about a week and a half. So we'll be obviously recapping what went on this weekend at the U.S. Open, give you our thoughts on who ends up hosting the trophy, and then we'll get you ready for the International Junior Masters. But Rory, to me, he looked so good last week at Hamilton Golf and Country Club when he ended up winning the Canadian Open. To me, I look at the leaderboard. Kepka's 4-under, Rory's 5-under. Those are the two, to me, that I still think it's easy to pick those two. I mean, they're two of the top three favorites. Those two and Dustin Johnson were the top three favorites coming in. But to me, I think the winner comes from one of those two. I just think one of those two gets hot, they're better than anybody else.
Yeah, when they're firing on all cylinders, imagine it. Yeah, both of those are going full guns. That's a show. I think Rory's played well. He's made a few mistakes. I think Koepka hasn't found his stride yet. He's been playing well. He said he had an easy, uneventful 69, 2-under yesterday. And, I feel like he's going to light it up in one of these two rounds, and I don't think he's going to have a bad round. But Rory, when Rory's playing well, I don't know who's better than him in the world. I can't imagine anybody.
I think Koepka is a better putter
than Rory. I would agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
but I think Rory's a much better driver of the golf ball. The when Koepka's miss, Rory's miss is right, Koepka's miss is long and left. And there's some tough spots long and left.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's the ocean right.
Right.
And a couple of those spots. So, I mean, look, at Koepka double-crossed himself on 18 in round one, got saved by a leg. Both he and DJ both got saved by a leg in 18 from going out of bounds into that home, which is just, I mean, you talk about breaks, right? You get breaks when you win a major. I agree with you, though. I think Koepka is his big rounds coming today.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, great rounds coming today. I just, it's a crescendo here. And I think Rory, the same thing, had shot the lights out the first 2 days, but put himself in position.
Remember, Tiger always seemed to have a solid first round. Nothing. He never wanted to shoot himself right out of the event in the first round.
Correct, yes.
You can't win it in the first round, but you can lose it. Same in the first two rounds. Now's the time to put the hammer down and start trying to hit those shots and start to think about, you know, trying to win the event. The first 2 days, you want to be in position to win the event.
Yeah. Koepka was in position yesterday. He just didn't make some of the putts. I think if those go in for him, I think he can vault to the top here. I mean, we're talking, as we said, historic things here. If he's able to win three U.S. Opens in a row, could be his fifth major.
That's what I'm rooting for. See history.
Do you think that's the best story if Koepka wins?
I think that's the best story. Rory'd be a great story, but if Koepka can win again, man, that'd be insane.
I mean, we should mention, because
best story be filmed. That'd be the best.
Mickelson now is 49th. Yeah. He's eight back. And Fowler yesterday, he just can't put four rounds together in a major.
And you root for him so hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mickelson, by the way, turns 49 tomorrow.
Does he? Yep.
Yeah.
Could he get it done on his 49th birthday?
That's not so old.
My 9-year-old says, "Well, that guy looks old. He looks like you, Dad, on TV." He's actually older than me, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Yeah,
thanks.
Mickelson tees off at noon. That's when TV coverage starts at on Fox. So if you want to watch that, you can. I'm sorry, noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern. Yeah. But noon is when TV coverage starts on Fox. Tiger's at 2:27, Phil's at 3 o'clock, and then the leaders, Woodland and Rose, at 5:45. Quickly, who gets it done?
Koepka.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going Rory.
All right.
We went out on a limb there.
Yeah.
With three guys.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Well, enjoy the weekend.
Hot take.
I root for Woodland. I think he's a great guy. I wouldn't mind seeing him win either.
All right. Thanks to everybody here at Tanterra and PGA Pro Don Schneider for welcoming us here today, as always. Next week, East Aurora Country Club for the International Junior Masters. We'll be there then. Thanks to all of our guests. Tom Waring, good luck with our Western New York Tee It Up for Troops tournament later in the year. Kevin Hostetter from Woods to Wedges. Congratulations to our Tee to Green Club winners. Again, look for emails on that. And for PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Boys, happy Father's Day.
You too.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you. All the dads out there, enjoy your weekend. Happy Father's Day. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is?
With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.